Tickets available at the door.
We'll expect periods of rain today and tonight, and a few morning showers tomorrow. Meteorologist Scott Olthoff will have details in 5 minutes. After AM 580 News, here's Tom Rogers.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. Local officials are taking precautions to protect municipal pension funds from further losses in the midst of the global financial crisis. Champaign's city finance director, Richard Schnoor, says the fire pension fund lost about $6 million this year. He says the pension board has decided at a special meeting yesterday to move money to stocks and bonds on a weekly instead of monthly basis in order to strengthen the $43 million portfolio. Schnoor says although the pension fund has dropped by about 14% since January, firefighters don't have to worry about their pensions.
Under state law, if for some reason, which I do not at all expect, the pension fund somehow ran out of money, the city is required to make the payments. And the city is in very good fiscal condition. The city is the only city in downstate Illinois with a AAA bond rating. And so there's no reason for any of the participants to have any concern.
Schnoor says the pension board will review its new policy of moving less money in shorter periods of time at their next regular meeting in November. He says about 175 people take part in the fire pension fund. Governor Rod Blagojevich wants new lawyers to take court rulings against his health care expansion to the Illinois Supreme Court. Blagojevich's lawyers filed a request that Cook County Circuit Judge James Epstein allow them to appoint two expert lawyers for their appeal. A hearing is scheduled for today. Blagojevich is appealing court orders that he improperly expanded state-subsidized health insurance, known as family care. Attorney General Lisa Madigan's office says it has already appointed five special assistant attorneys general to represent Blagojevich and rejected his request last week to appoint two new ones. Blagojevich wants Epstein to intervene because he says Madigan cannot be fair in representing him. The union that represents prison workers in Pinckneyville says up to 160 inmates are being moved to that lockup as part of the state's plans to close the Pontiac prison. American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees spokesman Anders Lindahl says Pinckneyville can't safely handle the additional inmates. Lindahl says the warden at the Southern Illinois facility told workers that prisoners will be moved next week from the Lawrence Correctional Center, and some prisoners from Pontiac would then be moved to Lawrence. Department of Corrections spokeswoman January Smith declined to discuss prisoner transfers other than to say they happen regularly. Governor Rod Blagojevich wants to close the Pontiac prison to save about $4 million a year, but the union and local leaders in Pontiac see politics at work. Even before Champaign County's polls open on November 4th, as many as 1 out of 10 voters will have already cast their ballots. That's the estimate of County Clerk Mark Sheldon. He says more than 3,000 people have already taken advantage of Illinois' early voting provision and come into the clerk's office to vote.
Right now we're getting over 300 a day, and next week I anticipate we'll have some days where we might even get over 500. We're pretty much at our limit. You know, I think people who, once again, we have some, you know, 20 and 25 minute waits that have been happening for early voting here. But if it's convenient for people, we certainly want to make it available.
Sheldon says about 123,000 people are registered to vote in this election. That's about 9,000 more than 2 years ago, but only slightly above the number registered in the last presidential election in 2004. Early voting continues in Illinois through next Thursday, and the Champaign County Clerk's Office will be open each day until then, including Sunday. The tight race for Indiana's electoral votes is bringing a lot of attention to that state from both presidential campaigns. We have a story from Michael Puente.
Obama canceled other campaign stops to speak to this frenzied Hoosier crowd before heading to Hawaii to see his ailing grandmother. It's unusual to see a Democratic presidential candidate in Republican-leaning Indiana so close to Election Day. The state has not voted for a Democrat for president in 44 years.
Indiana, in just 12 days, you have the chance to elect your next president. You'll have the chance to bring the change we need to Washington.
Not to be outdone, Republican vice presidential candidate Sarah Palin will visit Indiana tomorrow. This will be her second visit in just over a week. I'm Michael Puente.
Our next report of AM 580 News is at 8:30 with headlines at 8:06. I'm Tom Rogers.
This morning's weather forecast is made possible with support from your locally owned Central Illinois IGA supermarkets, including your IGA stores in St. Joseph and Tuscola. Hometown proud and encouraging you to join them in supporting public radio.
Meteorologist Scott Olthoff joining us now at 35 past for another in-depth look at weather. And a reminder that in 15 minutes, we'll open up the phone lines, and you can call in this morning and talk to Scott. Morning, Scott.
Good morning, Jay.
I want to mention something quickly before we got started. I got an email after I got off the air yesterday from a listener reminding us that there was a third-party presidential candidate debate last night in Washington, and it happened to be between, as it occurred, it was all of the parties were invited, mm-hmm. but the ones who showed up were independent candidate Ralph Nader, Constitution Party candidate Chuck Baldwin. Hmm. And if you want to watch that, it is on C-SPAN's website.
Huh.
So you can watch that and find out what those candidates are up to. We do a lot of coverage of the Democrat and Republican running, but not so much coverage of the other candidates who are indeed there. So we'll direct you to that. And I wish I had the email earlier yesterday would have mentioned it so you could have watched it on C-SPAN, perhaps live. But maybe they'll replay it on TV, too. But it's on their website.
Cool.
There you go.